proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you on today's program. And today I'd like to share with you a Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend of ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. 77 years ago, on September 30th, 1938, British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain met with Adolf Hitler and signed the Munich Agreement and the Anglo-German Declaration. He returned to Great Britain to cheering crowds lauding his accomplishment. Later that day, from No. 10 Downing Street, Chamberlain read the complete agreement aloud and told the English people, "My good friends, for a second time in our history, a British Prime Minister has returned from Germany bringing peace with honor. I believe it is peace for our time. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Go home and get a nice quiet sleep." Thus, the famous phrase, "peace for our time" or "peace in our time," was born. Of course, we all know the tragic outcome of Chamberlain's attempts to appeasement with a dictator like Hitler. Appeasement never brings peace. In less than a year, Hitler invaded Poland and began systematically killing the Jewish citizens in what became the Holocaust, and also the start of the most horrific war ever, World War II. Thankfully, the British Prime Minister who followed Chamberlain was one of the greatest statesmen of the free world in all of history, Winston Churchill. Under Churchill's leadership, the Allies won the war, and lasting peace was attained. Historians say that Americans are forward-looking people, that we quickly forget the past. Truly, if we forget the past, we will repeat its mistakes. In 2013, as an inaugural speech, President Barack Obama used almost the same phrase as Chamberlain, vowing to bring peace in our time as his final legacy. And now he and the leaders of our nation have brokered one of the most dangerous deals in history with this Iran deal. His attempts at appeasement, which is not peace at all, with a dictatorship like Iran will not work. But worst of all, if he is successful, he is causing our country to enter into an agreement with a terror regime that has vowed to kill the Jewish people and to wipe Israel off the map. All of this so he can say that he left a legacy of peace. Now, Israel has been a very faithful ally of the United States and the only true ally in the Middle East since its founding in 1948. This Iran deal is a severe breach of trust and friendship on the part of America. Also, it will not work because the leadership of the U.S. does not understand the mindset of a regime whose core belief system allows them to lie and to sign agreements that they do not intend to keep with their enemies as long as it produces the end result they seek, which is the destruction of Israel. So, if you have not contacted your state representative, your congressman, please do so. Please do not think it will not do any good, because every vote counts, and everything we do counts in the end. Human leaders can never bring us true peace because they cannot provide the spiritual component of peace that is so necessary. The prophet Isaiah is one of my favorite prophets of the Tanakh, the Old Testament. He wrote about the time when true and lasting peace would come to the world. He said, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace," from Isaiah 9, verse 6. The phrase "Prince of Peace" in Hebrew is Sar Shalom. This is a direct reference to the Messiah, and with Isaiah, I long for his coming. But until he comes, or until he takes me home to be with him, I will stand in solidarity with Israel. God loves Israel, and so do I. Again, we need to have backbone. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, especially in these days. Again, no matter what agreements and what peace treaties have been made, understand that there is only one source of peace, and that is with the Prince of Peace. And I trust that you know him today, my friend. If not, we'd be glad to show you from God's true word how you can know the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. For the Bible says, "For whoso shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you've never done that, I trust you will do that today, my friend. But until then, let's keep looking up and keep working for our Lord. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.